Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Pastor and Evangelist White. Please go with us for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we just come before you on today, just thanking you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord Jesus. God, I just ask a special prayer, Lord God, over every one of your people, Lord Jesus. I just ask, Father God, anyone that is lost, that is saved. I ask, Father God, those that have backslid, come back, Lord God. And I'm asking, Lord God, those that are saved who need to be born again, Lord Jesus, have that happen. I just ask, Father God, that you word and guard our mouth with what to say and how to say it, Lord Jesus. We give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How are you doing this morning?
I am blessed, highly favored, on top, and still rising.
Praise the Lord. Like
amen.
Your hair.
Thank you, honey. Oh, my. So on today, God has given, hold on, change is coming.
Amen.
And, you know, Pastor, initially, just if I can just be honest, just kind of tired and just thought maybe was going to take a break today and not do a talk show. And late last night, God said, I have a word I want you to give. So the word is hold on, change is coming. And the second part is God knows. And we're going to be coming from Joel, the second chapter, starting with the 25th verse. That's Joel, the second chapter, starting with the 25th verse. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God, and none else my people shall never be ashamed. And if you go down to 32, it says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. And before I get so excited, Pastor White, about that, I wanted to go to Joel, the first chapter, the fourth verse. And it reads, that which the palmer worm has left has the locust eaten, and that which the locust has eaten, has left, has the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm has left has the caterpillar eaten. And right here, it was talking about the plague of locusts that had came and taken. And I just wanted to do kind of a breakdown of the development stages of just even the single type of insect. The palmer worm means to gnaw, to gnaw. And it is the stage at which the locust is first hatched and is characterized by its gnawing activity. And then the locust means to be many. It's the most common name for the locust and is the second stage in which the locust gets its wings and fly. The cankerworm licks off. And it's the stage in which it does its destructive work. The caterpillar devours or consumes. And it's the final stage in which the locust reaches its full growth and devours everything in its path. And what I love is when I go back over to Joel 2, in 26 it says, "And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, as my people shall never be ashamed." And I think about that in the physical and the spirit. See, in the physical, God is going to restore everything back to you. And in the spirit, we're going to be able to praise God. But some people have gone through just those stages of what the canker worm and the caterpillar has done, not just in the physical, but even in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. But it's so good, Pastor, to hear God say, hold on, change is coming, that he is a God of restoration, that he will give back that in which was taken. And sometimes you get into a place where things that God has prophesied over you and spoke over you and said you would have. I can just imagine Sarah sometimes in the age that she was in, uh-huh. and God had spoken over her and her husband and promised them a son child. And when, Lord? And we don't know God's timing. You know, years for us could be one day for God. We don't right. know. But what I do know is God is a God that will restore. And I know it because he's done it for me.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor White, jump on in. What do you have to say just about hold on?
Well, with Joel, it's not actually kind of in concrete exactly when. He actually prophesied some kind of put it during the time of Amos, during this, the same time that they prophesied. But one thing for sure is we know that Joel's prophecy also connects very closely to the coming Messiah,
yes.
from the transitioning from the Old Testament to the New.
Yes.
And we know that he's speaking of a great judgment.
Yes.
You know, that is going to come, and that's going to be very havoc
yes,
for
Lord.
Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody is going to feel it. But when the coming Spirit, the Messiah, when he's coming and he's going to pour his Spirit out upon
yes.
all flesh.
Yes.
And right, and when we begin to prophesy, and there's going to be a restoring,
yes.
this is always a message about turning to God and repenting,
yes.
and being able to get your house in order,
yes.
and get your life in order,
yes.
to make sure that you are prepared,
yes.
To deal with a lot of the devastation that has to come.
Mm.
But if you hold on,
hey,
you understand?
Thank you,
if
Jesus.
You hold on and trust in God,
yes.
you know, in the last days, there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to witness and see.
Yes.
And we're starting to see it now.
Yes.
All you have to do is turn on your television set.
Come on.
All you have to do is look at the moral decay of our world today.
Yes.
All we have to do is look at all of the different things that is happening and that is very pervasive in our face. And we know that we are living in a time where we have to really get real with ourselves and get real with our walk and real
yes.
with our faith.
Yes.
And so many examples we have in the Old Testament times when they think that the judgment of God was going to be prolonged,
mm.
that we think that, you know, that day of judgment is going to be delayed. But you know, if not the hour nor the time.
That's right.
When he's going to come. So, you know, so what I'm hearing and what I'm getting and what, you know, what is dropping in my spirit is making sure that you get your heart right.
Right.
And making sure that you don't focus on the things that's going on. And I know that it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough on all of us.
That's right.
But we have to hold on.
And, you know, that's so good, Pastor. I was just thinking about what you were talking about as far as getting your house in order. And sometimes you can think that you have it in order, and it may not necessarily be. And the thing that I love about God is he said, "And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am your Lord God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed." And I think so many of us walk down with our heads down, and for me it spoke in a different way. It was saying, "I'm going to restore to you everything that was taken from you." I had a lot of things that was taken from me. I did not give it away. I did not ask for it to be taken. It was taken. But every time something was taken from me, I didn't waddle. I did not always understand. And I'm not going to say that I always was happy to jump back up and start all over again, but God has given me the care that he's given me resilience. Like, I'm able to bounce back no matter what.
Amen.
And that's only because of the God that lives in me. It has nothing to do with me. I know that a lot of things and a lot of blows, I don't think I wouldn't have been able to get up as easy. But when I look at this scripture, for me, I look at everything that was gnawed at, that was devoured, that was consumed, that tried to be destroyed. And God telling me I'm going to restore and give back to you. And I look at it in a more personal, even my spiritual. Sometimes you can get so wounded and so messed up and hurt, even in the house of God. And it's almost like a time of refreshing. God saying that there will be deliverance. There will be restoration. I will look upon my people. He has not forgotten. He has heard our cry.
Yeah.
You know, he is going to answer. He is going to, but you are right. There is a repentance that needs to be done, but it's something about when you repent and it's done from a sincere heart, it's almost as if it's compensation, you know, for what has taken place, and God is able to say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and restore. I'm going to give back.
It's a terrible thing, you know, to go through so much in life and not be able to validate it with purpose. You know, when you go through, it's one thing to go through things, but, you know, it's a terrible thing to go through things in your life and then you not be able to put it in a place where it can give you peace to say, you know, yeah, these things, because this is a suffering way.
Yes, it is.
You know, and we have to understand that we all have been born in a sick condition,
yes,
called sin.
Yes.
And Jesus had paid the price,
yes,
for it.
Yes.
So that we can have this restoration.
That's right.
So we can have this reviving in our spirit.
Yes.
Because he told us in his word, he said, as long as you are in this world,
yes,
you are going to have tribulation.
Yes, you are.
You are going to have some troubles.
Mm-hmm.
But then he turned around and said, but be of good cheer. Because I have overcome the world.
Yes.
I have overcome, and if I did it and I did it first, I'm telling you that you're going to also do it. But at the same time, know that if the world hates you, they hated me first.
Amen.
And I said these things to you before it happened, so that when it does happen, Jesus is saying, you know that I told you so.
And I think, Pastor, that's where I know that there has been a paradigm shift in me.
Yeah.
Because I know not only my purpose, but even if everything that God has spoken over my life, even if every single thing doesn't come to pass, I still love him, and I'm still looking forward to seeing him one day in heaven.
Yeah.
And so when you're, you know, the ones who are waiting on their husband and wife, hold on. The ones who are waiting for that financial blessing, hold on.
Uh-huh.
But while we're waiting,
there you go,
let's continue to have a relationship with God. Let's still remember to get into the presence of him. Let's still remember to give him praise and to remember that he sits up high. And see, one thing that I like that you shared with me the other day, Pastor, was God is the author. See, I'm so used to writing my own books. But God is the real author of my story.
That's right.
And he knows everything that's going to happen. He knows what he has placed inside of each and every one of us to be able to stand and endure.
That's right.
And the Bible says, after you have suffered a while.
Uh-huh.
And the reason it says suffered a little while is because until we do what Jesus did on that cross, we have not done too much of suffering.
Oh, no.
And so when I think about the suffering that we go through on this earth, I say, but God, you still allowed me to see another day.
Yes,
even though the suffering hurted, even though it took some things, it took a lot of prayer and laying on your face, it was worth it, because if that's what I have to go through to just partake a little bit of the long suffering of which my Lord Jesus had to, Lord, here I am.
Amen.
You know, and I love what you said about understanding, or that it's hard to go through so many things and not know purpose. And I think that's with a lot of people. When you really come into the realization of who God is in your life, you start taking it off of you and you start looking to him.
Yeah.
And when you say that Jesus, when the word says that he has already, you know, came, he's already conquered everything that we're going through, that's where I'm able to say, wait a minute, he's already, Jesus already done did this.
Yeah.
Now, I may mess up some and I may not be as strong, you know what I mean? But my God has already won. Devil, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't getting nothing. You still don't get no victory. You still don't get no praise because my God has already conquered you.
Yeah. And when I think about that, the locust and the cankerworm and the palmer worm and the devastation that they can cause.
Yes.
You know, it's letting us know that this thing visibly happens.
Yes.
And when it comes on you suddenly, when things is eating at your life and it comes suddenly out of nowhere, it just comes. You got to have something on the inside of you. So that speaks to the fact that no matter how devastating it is, I serve a God that is able.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
To restore the years.
Thank you.
To restore everything that the canker worm ate and everything that the locust destroyed, everything that has happened in my life.
Yes.
You understand what
Thank
I'm saying?
You,
I serve a God.
Thank you, God.
If you don't believe me, ask Job. Everything
yes.
that Job been through Oof. And everything that was taken from him, everything
yes.
that was ripped, everything that has attacked his body,
yes.
he held on.
Yes, he did.
He held on. And when God restored Job,
yes.
you understand, he gave him back everything, you know, 100-fold.
Yes.
And
you know, Pastor, that I just want to say to the people, your healing is coming. Your change is coming. I can just feel it in the spirit, Pastor. It's something that you just, it's faith. It just takes for you to believe, not for you to try to do it on your own, not for you to question God on when it's going to happen, but just believing him at his word. If he said it, then that's enough for me,
that's
just
it.
Because he said it. So, God, if you say I'm healed, I'm healed. God, if you say my wife or husband is coming, I believe it. God, if you say my children are going to be saved, I believe it. If you're going to restore my family, I believe it. If you're going to touch my finances, I believe it. Just because you are God all by yourself. I believe it.
Amen.
And it's a faith thing, yeah, Pastor.
That's right. And that's why it's important to get yourself around people to witness and to live an example life
yes.
in front of folk, even when you're going through. Even
Ooh.
When you're going through and let me tell you why. Because when God does restore you, he's going to do it in the midst sometimes
yes.
of your enemies. He's
yes.
going to do it sometime in the midst of
Thank
folks
you.
Who need to see your testimony,
yes.
who have heard,
yes.
who have witnessed and
yes.
saw the devastation that has happened in your life.
Yes.
But, oh, God, when God starts to restore,
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, when God begins to put you back into that place
yes.
of elevation
Thank you, God.
Because of your patience,
yes.
because of your ability to wait on him,
yes.
because of your ability to hold on.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible declares that those who wait on the Lord
yes.
shall renew their strength.
Thank you, God.
You understand?
Yes.
So he never said that we was not going to face devastation.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
But I have a God that can bring me to a place of elevation.
Mm.
You know, even through my devastation.
Yes.
He can. He is able to take us out of that.
Yes.
No weapon formed against us is going to be able to prosper.
That's right.
And he has made a way of escape.
Yes.
Amen. For every situation in anything that we find ourselves in,
That's
he
right.
has already made a way of escape for us.
Yes.
Our faith has to say, God, I don't understand. I don't know what's going on, you know, but I walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right.
I'm trusting and believing in you
Jesus.
And who you are. I can't
Jesus.
Do it. I can't see it. If I try to understand
Woo.
What's going on in my life, if I try to understand why folk act the way they act and why people do what they do,
yeah.
you know, I'd be up on the 13th floor in the hospital up the
yeah.
street. You understand?
Yes.
Because you know the Bible says, lead not to your own understanding, but in all your ways.
That's right.
Acknowledge him.
That's right.
And he's going to direct your path.
That's right.
See, so I got to keep my mind ready, because if I try to keep my mind focused on the stuff, I won't have my mind stayed on God.
That's
so
right.
I can hear from him.
That's right. And Pastor, you know what? I'm going to tell you about this creature called Satan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you about that devil.
Liar.
Oh, not only is he a liar. See, what he thinks that he has studied so many of us for so long. So he's looking for a different response to some of the things. See, there was a time when I would have went through what I went through, I would have reacted a different way, but he's so confused now because, see, I really belong to God, and there's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that you can bring in my way that's going to cause me to doubt my God. And so the devil is confused when you praise instead of complain. The devil is confused when you start moaning and groaning. He can't understand. The devil is confused when you trust God when it seems like you shouldn't be trusting nobody. The devil is confused when he can still see you praise in the midst of your storm. He's confused and he's scared. And I have to remind myself that he doesn't just get to come and mess with you. He has to have permission. And if he trembles of the name Jesus, then I know he trembles to know that Jesus lives inside of me and inside of each and every one of us that are truly saved and belong to God. And so hold on. The change is coming.
Yeah.
God don't give you something to give to everybody else until it's happened to you first.
Praise the Lord.
And
don't get caught up in all the noise.
Yes.
The devil got a big roar.
Big mouth.
Big roar, but he ain't got no teeth.
No bite.
He ain't got no bite. You know, but if you scared of the noise, if you scared of the roar.
That's right.
See, but see if your praise, because when your praises go up.
Yes, God.
You see what I'm saying? That's why the devil trembles, because you're out roaring him in your praise.
Mm.
And when your praise goes up, it shakes him up.
That's right.
You see, because you are not supposed to praise when you're suffering.
That's right.
You're not supposed to praise when you're holding on.
Yes.
And you're waiting on the Lord.
Yes.
See, that's what messes the devil up.
Confused.
But so many times we are so caught up in the noise of what's going on in the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see what I'm saying? That we're not focusing and giving God the praise that he is due.
Yes.
You know, so when you can give God praise in the midst of what's going on in the world, it don't matter. You know, y'all can try and do whatever it is that you want to do,
whatever.
Devil. I see you and I hear you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I hear you. You know what I'm saying? But you don't scare me.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
right. And when you don't have no fear of what the devil can do, because you already know that he has a day of judgment that's coming.
Mm.
He has a day of meeting in the pit.
Yes.
Where he's going to go. And all of his demons and angels with him, and also those unbelievers.
That's right.
And you better be careful.
That's right. And you know what, Pastor? The devil has peeked into our future. And he knows what God is going to do and bless. And so if I can just get you off focus, if I can just get you caught up in your emotions and feelings, I can hold out a little bit longer. I can just make you wait a little bit. You cannot stop what God is about to do. Go ahead.
He all the devil knows is that God loves us.
Mm.
But he doesn't know what God has in store. He just knows that I need to do something. He just knows that there's something that you have in you, and that is through your praise.
Yeah.
And that is because you have identified yourself and called yourself Christian.
Yes.
But the things that God has planned for you, he don't know, but he wants to disrupt it because he knows that it is something special.
Yes.
He knows that it's something big.
Yes.
I don't know exactly in detail what it
yes.
is, but I do know, you're right, I do know, you know what I'm saying, that you have a future.
Yes.
But the details of it, God knows, and all he wants to do is mess us up.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Because
yes.
he's jealous.
Yes.
And so
if I can get you focused on the things that sometimes we put, if we can just say it, if we put on the first burner And on top, you know, if I can get you focused in your family, if I can get you focused on a job, if I can get you focused with your kids, if I can get you focused with stuff going on in church, if I can make you look at the negative and start murmuring and complaining like the children of Israel, I can make it where something was only supposed to get you right there. You're right next to your blessing. It's going to take you a little while because you're going to focus on all this. But the devil is a lie and the truth is not in him.
Seek ye first the kingdom
hey,
of God.
Hey, thank you, God.
And all of his righteousness.
Yes.
And all of these things will be added on to you. Your heavenly Father know that you have need of these things.
Come on.
But seek him first. Get your heart right.
Come on, Pastor.
Know that he loves you.
Come on.
So that when he does give it to you,
yes.
you know that it was him that
yes.
gave it to you. See, a lot of times we go out there and we want to get it ourselves.
We say God is taking too long.
And is God taking too long?
Mm.
We don't want to hold on. Just hold on.
Change is coming.
Change is coming.
And hold on. Don't be careful what you hold on to. Hold on to just what God has spoken to you.
Praise the Lord.
Hold on to that. I'm Holy Ghost, bring back to my remembrance some things that God has spoken over to my life, and I'm going to hold on until that change comes.
Amen.
And then when the change does come, give God some praise. Remind yourself of the state that you was in when you was waiting.
That's right.
So then when it does come, don't be so nonchalant about it, like, oh, it's about time. No, thank you, Lord. Oh,
Amen.
My God. Give God praise because you are right, Pastor. Sometimes we are the only Bible that many will ever read.
That's right.
And people look at how you handle things, and I don't care whether you saved or not. People that are looking, whether they are saved or not, they are watching how you handle trials. They are watching how you handle. And one thing that I want to make sure that even no matter what is done, that I never get out of the character of God.
Amen.
People inspire to see me perspire, but you'll never see me
like
sweat.
That.
I'm never going to allow you to see. See, I might come, hallelujah, in my war room. I might drop to my knees and have to lay out before the Lord. I might have to cry out and have him deal with my heart. I might even have to do like one did in the Bible and turn to the wall. I might have to do certain things in order for God to deal with me. Woo, I might be through the fire. But when I come out, I will be pure as gold. When you come out, you will be pure as gold. My grandma used to say, if you ain't been through nothing, baby, if the devil ain't bothering you, live long enough.
Amen.
Suffer just a little bit.
That's right.
And Jesus learned obedience in that in which he suffered. I understand what that statement is. Why you can learn obedience in suffering.
Amen.
That is a powerful statement, and I have that revelation of truly understanding what that meant now. And I love the fact that God is a God of not only second chances, but he will restore. And God is so good that he don't just restore us sometimes back to the condition we were. He makes us even better. He makes us even greater. He has more, you know, greater is coming. And sometimes you have to endure.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to go through. But it doesn't mean that he's still not God. It doesn't mean that he's still not looking up high, sitting up high and looking down low. It doesn't mean that he does not know all. And when he's quiet, that is the best time. When it's quiet and God, you cannot hear him, that's when he can minister and work at you the most. Because when you're quiet, you have no other choice. That means you're going to listen. I got to listen and hear what God is saying. And sometimes, Pastor, you do got to get away from everybody. You got to get off of Facebook. You got to get all, I just got to get with the Lord so I can quiet the noise.
That's right.
And sometimes it's outside noise. And sometimes you might even have to quiet the noise within your own inside.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Awesome. You know, just awesome. And the only thing I can, the only thing I have left to say is, you know, let patience have its perfect work.
Mm.
Let patience have its perfect work.
Beautiful.
You know, and the thing that we have to just remember, you have a testimony.
Yes.
We have a testimony, and it is birthed out of our ability to hold on and be patient and wait on the Lord to show us what the end is going to be. Change is coming.
Love it. That is just beautiful. Love, 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 love it. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in to Food for Your Soul. We pray that your soul was fed on today. We pray that you know to hold on because change is coming.
Happy birthday to my brother.
Amen. Happy birthday, Darren.
No, I'm talking about Elder George.
Oh, Elder George, too. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. You said your brother, not brother.
That's brother.
Amen. His birthday's not till the 29th, though, babe.
I know.
But Elder George, yes, we want to give you a shout-out to Elder George. We want to say happy blessed day, my brother. Great man of God. Very, very wise in the word. So if God says the same, we will meet again next Saturday, same time. If nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do we.
Praise
God bless.
God bless you.